North Paris College Podcast.
Start something.
Hi, welcome to North Paris College Podcast, a series of audio programs designed to help students and the public learn about the people, programs, events, and the culture here at North Paris College. I'm Bruce O'Neill, your host, and today we are joined by one of our students, Elvin Sotomayor. Elvin, good morning. It's glad to have you with us.
Man, it's good to be here.
First day of class.
Yes, sir. Started already. 8:20 this morning, I had calculus.
Wow.
Yes, bright and early.
Bright and early. Elvin, if you don't mind, would you share a little bit about your background with us?
Not a problem. I'm Puerto Rican. Born in Puerto Rico. I came here when I was 3 or 4, I think it was. Grew up in the Aldine School District. Then I moved back to Puerto Rico when I was in junior high. I spent junior high, my freshman year of high school there. Came back to Houston and moved to Spring. Graduated from Westfield High School in 2001 and went straight to Southwestern Assemblies of God University in Waxahachie, about near Dallas area, and graduated there with a degree in theology, youth ministries, music, a minor in music, and a minor in biblical studies. And during that time, I played with my band, Nobody Special. We traveled, we toured all over the world. I mean, we hit Paris, Poland, we did a tour in Spain and the Canary Islands. We even did the Dove Awards. We did a showcase at the Dove Awards. We played with a whole bunch of huge artists, Newsboys, Superchick, a whole bunch of bands like that. We did that, and we won Best Song of the Year, New Songwriter of the Year, stuff like that. It was exciting.
Excellent. I bet that was an incredible experience just to travel and meet all these people. And
I love to travel.
Excellent.
I love to travel.
Tell us why you decided to return to a community college, even though you already have a bachelor's degree.
Well, honestly, man, music, I love it. I love music. I was a youth pastor. I love traveling and preaching and working with young people. That's a big part of my life. But ever since I was in the second grade, my biggest dream was to be a surgeon, to be a pediatric surgeon. And I just wasn't content. I graduated, I got there, but I'm not done, you know. I want to be able to be the dad that tells his kids someday, you know, pursue your dreams, don't quit, don't go out, you know, go after no matter what it takes. And how can I do that if I didn't pursue mine, you know?
Yeah.
And my dream is to be a surgeon, so I want to keep doing that.
A lot of drive there. And what was it about North Harris College specifically that brought you back?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's close. It takes me 5 minutes to get here as compared to any other college. It's cheaper than most other colleges, which, man, it's hard right now, you know, finances and growing up. Like, it's not like it used to be when I lived at a college dorm and college was the center of my life. Now I have to work, I have to do everything, and then college. Got to pay the bills. And so North Harris made sense there. I'm currently enrolled at North Harris and U of H at the same time. And, if I could, I'd be enrolled only at North Harris. I'm having to do both just because of what the degree that I'm trying to plan out, just because it makes more sense to be here. It's ranked, it's recognized, all the colleges accept it. The education, is, in my opinion, is a lot higher quality. You get more one-on-one time with your professors, and that, when you're taking calculus and physics and biology and those classes, you need that one-on-one time. It makes no sense to be in a classroom with 200 students. You never meet the professor. Hear the professor sit down with you, and they make sure you understand. You develop that relationship that makes your education more valuable, I think.
Yeah, and that's important. I think a lot of times that, you know, these big giant colleges and universities, that one-on-one time is just almost non-existent.
Oh, that's what I'm experiencing right now. I'm taking that one class. I'm taking physics at U of H, and I would much rather be taking it in a classroom where I can sit down with my teacher and ask her questions, you know. That's not happening down there. It's kind of frustrating.
What's the class size here as compared to the class size, say, at University of Houston?
I think my physics class there has 180 students. Okay. And my average class here, like my calculus class this morning, had, I think, 25 students at the most.
Right.
And my average chemistry class around here has been about 20, 25. That's ranging. I think it all depends on what subject you're taking, but most of the math and science classes, that's what they'll range, 20 to 30 students. And that, believe it or not, I mean, it seems like an average high school classroom, but that allows for you to, after class, meet with your professor, you know. It allows for that kind of time to develop a relationship with someone, which is really important, especially when it comes time to getting letters of recommendation written and anything like that. How is a professor that doesn't know your name supposed to write something about you, you know?
Right.
But if you take the time and you get to meet these professors and show them that you're serious about the goals and the career that you're trying to follow, I mean, you know, that they kind of take you in. They build a relationship with you. And then when it's comes time to write something about you, they can actually write something real.
Mm-hmm. They get to know you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, you're also involved in a lot of other social, civic, and entrepreneurial activities. I know that recently you were accepted into the Collegiate Leadership Institute. I think I got that right. The CLI here at North Harris College. Could you tell us a little bit about the Collegiate Leadership Institute and your interest in it and why you decided to pursue that?
That's one of the things I'm really excited about. I love leadership. My degree, like I said earlier, was in theology. I got a bachelor's in youth ministries, and me being a youth pastor in the past, leadership is my life. You have to be a good leader in order to get anything done. And then now that I want to go into surgery, I want to be a surgeon and work in the medical field. It's all about leadership in every angle, you know, and so you can never get enough leadership. And the cool thing about the Collegiate Leadership Institute, CLI, is that you get to see different angles of leadership, not just your typical principal. He's in charge, then the secretary. No, there's, you know, you find out that the guy at the top is doing just as much work as the guy at the bottom, you know, or even more, you know. And I'm excited about seeing how leadership plays throughout the city of Houston in different aspects, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I understand they have some great field trips and some great one-on-one time with a lot of prominent organizations and leaders around Houston, so that should be fantastic.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's coming up in, I think, 2.5 weeks is our first trip. We're supposed to do ropes courses and get to know. It's cool also because you get to meet students from all the other colleges, all the other North Harris campuses. We're all going to meet together. So it's going to kind of, you know, it's going to expand our web, our network, you know, and get to know more students that are goal-oriented as myself. Sure. And that's something that's really cool. Like, the cool thing almost in any campus, but even here in North Harris, is you can find people who have the same goals as you. You know, I wasn't expecting that when I came here. You know, I was expecting for a bunch of freshman students right out of high school just trying to get their prereqs done before they go off to college. But I'm finding more and more students just like myself that they're trying to just do more with their life. They're not content. They already finished. They got a degree. They got kids, their family. They got, you know, they got everything, and they're still going for it.
Still going for it. Yeah.
They're goal driven, and it's really cool.
And that's great to have that community, you know, with the Collegiate Leadership Institute, being able to foster communication with not just the students here, but the students at some of the other colleges.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Lastly, how do you feel that North Harris College has prepared or is preparing you for your future career goals?
That's probably my favorite part about North Harris right now. I was a little hesitant because wanting to go to medical school. You know, I always thought you had to have like some huge university diploma or some big name. And I'm telling you, dude, North Harris is definitely blessing me with that. With Susan Allen and Jim Carroll, they're kind of in charge of the pre-med, and they have experience. They get invited to the actual acceptances and through the actual interview processes at medical schools, where they're like screening the students, and they know exactly what's required for you to get in and for you to apply. So I'm telling you, I mean, I meet every week with Ms. Allen, and she sits down with me, and it's like I got a checklist of what I need, and she'll do whatever it takes to make sure she's lining it all up for me so that I can have the opportunities to get the internships, to get the shadowing experiences, and get all the hours. I mean, everything that I need, North Harris is putting there for me.
Yeah, Professor Allen is, she's just great. Amazing. She's a dynamo.
Amazing.
We've had a couple of other students come through and talk to us from her programs, and you can just tell, you know, she goes above and beyond, you know, just, you know, professorship. You know, you can come to work and, you know, do your job, but she takes it up a notch. And
it's what I was telling you about earlier. You get to develop that relationship with someone who actually, I mean, the professors here are professors that care about the students, and she cares. I mean, she, you know, it's her goal just as much as it is mine for me to get into medical school. So it doesn't bother her if I poke my head in her office and say, "Hey, I got a question." She's like, "All right, come on, take a seat."
Yeah,
that's, you know, she'll make time in the middle of her schedule to take me in. I'm excited about that. With the PMHSS, Pre-Professional Medical Science Society, I'm the president of that, and man, I'm loving that. The opportunities that we get with that, and she's just the one-on-one time with her with that program. I'm really excited.
Excellent.
North Harris is making it happen, making my dream come true.
Well, Elvin, it's been a pleasure having you with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Before we go, was there anything else that you wanted to mention about North Harris College or just your experiences here?
Well,
or something that you'd like to let other students know who are considering North Harris College?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have a dream you've thought of ever since God knows when, grade school, I mean, you know, you thought of wanting to do something with your life, and, you know, life throws its curveballs, but it's never too late. North Harris is really good at helping you make your dreams come true. I mean, some people may think that sounds corny, but the truth is, it's for real. Like, you want to go be an engineer, be a doctor, we have every course here available. You know, they have everything that they need, you know, and all you need is a drive. Yeah, you need to learn how to be responsible, you know, get up and go to class and just grow up. And when you start maturing, man, I think this is a great place. Great place. Just take life seriously and you're good.
Well, Elvin, we'll continue to follow your success, and we're wishing you all the best as you continue your studies here at North Harris and in the future with your medical studies. This has been Bruce O'Neill for North Harris College Podcast. Thank you for joining us. North Harris College is located at 2700 WW Thorne Drive, 1/2 mile south of FM 1960 East, between Aldine Westfield and Hardy Roads. Registration is now in progress. For more information about the college, call 281-618-5400 or visit the website northharriscollege.com.